Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
My Lady of the Fuses, Ian King, Washington, USA. Yesterday, I rode my 1957 Harley-Davidson Panhead to work. After work, I headed to the Red Hook Pub to meet a work buddy for dinner when the Panhead started to cough and buck. I'd filled the tanks the day before, but flipped the petcock to reserve anyway. No help. Finally, the motor quit, and I coasted to the side. The lights weren't lit. A quick check showed the fuse had blown. When this had happened a couple of weeks earlier, I'd dropped in another fuse and ridden off. I vowed to find the cause later and popped in a spare fuse that blew immediately, even with the motorcycle switched off. I opened up the dash and found a loose switch wire. I tightened it, buttoned everything back up, and popped in another fuse, which immediately blew. Not good. The last fuse. Even if I could pull a fresh fuse out of my ear, it would fry when I installed it. Finally, I discovered the speedometer cable and the regulator side by side a half inch from the front cylinder. Heat had softened the cable's coating, exposed the metal, and grounded out the regulator. I found an airline ticket stub in my bag and insulated the cable with it so it wouldn't short out before I got home. But I still needed another fuse. Lots of cars go by on Woodinville-Redmond Road. Many drivers seem to be talking on cell phones. None paid much attention to a biker stranded along the road, not even the Redmond police, who casually rolled by. I called the pub to see if my buddy would bring a fuse, but the barmaid couldn't find him. I was about to dig out my roadside assistance number and figured on waiting an hour or more for them when a voice asked, "Do you need help?" From the side street, a lady asked if I needed assistance, the first of a gazillion passerbys to do so. I told her I needed a fuse. She asked what type, and I showed her the blown fuse. She said, "I'll get you a fuse," and drove off. After 15 minutes, I wondered if I should have called roadside assistance. O ye of little faith! Suddenly, there was my new favorite person carrying a small box of fuses. I thanked her profusely and attempted to pay her. She responded, "Don't even try," and walked away. With a new fuse and a couple of kicks, the old beast ran again. I made it to dinner and made it home. I parked the Panhead until I could figure out a more robust casing for the speedometer cable. I am thankful that there are still folks in this world who will not only stop, but will go out of their way to help someone in need, even a biker.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.